Ajahn, how did Ajahn Chah communicate to the Western monks? Ajahn Chah had, one, he was very perceptive, intuitive, and but he knew human nature very well, so that he could really tune into people. And there's a question that, say, in Thailand, Thai people would ask Ajahn Chah, because he was quite unique in terms of having many Western disciples, but Ajahn Chah grew up in a village in the northeast of Thailand. He finished grade one in his education, and in those days there just wasn't schools. He left home to go to the monastery when he was 9 years old, on his own choice, and so he lived in the monastery most of his life. And then, so he didn't ever have any knowledge of the English language. So people would ask him, "How is it that you don't speak English, and these Westerners, they come and they don't speak Thai? How do you teach them?" And he had different ways of answering. And one of the ways is, I remember him saying, "Oh, teaching Westerners, it's easy, just like teaching buffaloes. You pull them this way, pull them that way, you know, they'll learn." Another time where he was asked the same question, and he said, it's like this, you know, if you've got a glass of warm water, and you say this is warm water, and for him he would say, well, that's in Thai you would say nam ron. He said, but you know, around here, I mean, that's what they call it in central Thailand, but around here, it's nam hon. And then in Chinese, it's something else. In English, it's hot water. In sort of Indian language, it's that. In French, it's something else. In language, you'll never be able to actually be really sure what it is. So, but if you stick your finger in it, then you'll know what warm water is. And he said, practicing Dhamma and practicing the Buddha's teachings is like that. It's not about the language. It's about the experience. And so it's like, and the Four Noble Truths are not a theory or a words that you memorize so that you'll get it. It's pointing to experience. And when we are able to tune ourselves into experience, then we'll understand. And so that, for him, the language was, sort of, it's a secondary means of communication, sort of setting up situations, being in a place where you do the practice, and you continue to do the practice within the container of the training. That's how you learn it. That's how you experience the teachings.